RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia ready to make European public astonished with Europhalia Festival. Indonesian Embassy in Egypt facilitates Indonesian citizens to implement Idul Fitri prayer 1438 Hijriah. Now the news in detail. Indonesia has been honored to become a guest country at the Europhalia Festival held in Belgium and neighboring countries. It becomes the first country in Southeast Asia to be designated as a guest country at this biennial festival. From October 2007 to January 2018, the Europhalia Indonesian Art Festival will showcase the rich treasures of Indonesian art and culture in the form of cultural performance and exhibition in the field of gastronomy, film, and literature. Director General of Culture at the Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilmar Faris, said that there are 223 events and about 420 artists will be present at the Europhalia Festival in Brussels, Belgium. After the discussion about the history of Majapahit Kingdom held at the Ministry of Education and Culture on Friday, June 23rd, he explained that currently the preparation of Indonesia as a guest country festival is already in the final stage. Indonesia is preparing documents for artists and logistic collection of the exhibition. It will show 14 exhibitions in 18 European countries. The collection of exhibition is also taken from national museums and museums in the region. Indonesian representatives abroad and the Indonesian diaspora community will also participate in 3-month festival.
Teman-teman seniman sementara udah mulai produksi karyanya masing-masing gitu. Karena kebanyakan kan karya-karya baru ya. Jadi mereka mulai ya latihan-latihan terus juga.
The artists are now producing their respective work. So far it is so good. In 8 countries, logistic matters are a challenge for us, but we will fund a local committee whose headquarters in Belgium, including Indonesian people in the embassy. We want Indonesian diasporas to help there. We really want to bring Indonesia in Europe appropriately. He will further explain Europhalia Festival will also present countries' greeting. It will create interactive forums featuring performances of Europhalia Festival in the country. Later, Indonesian people can also participate and interact. The interactive forum will be held at the Ministries of Education and Culture, National Museum, and in places of origin of artists. He also pointed out that this is aimed at improving people-to-people contact. In addition, to show the public, Indonesian art and culture are recognized abroad, especially in Europe. He remarked that the shows and exhibitions that will be presented at the Europhalia Festival are the best achievements in the field of artistic. Indonesia received great for appreciation from the organizer of the festival, obtaining the best performance location. Europhalia Festival is planned to be opened by Indonesian President Joko Widodo and King Philip in Brussels on October 10, 2017. Indonesian Embassy in Egypt prepares 11 buses to pick up Indonesian citizens for the implementation of Idul Fitri prayer and halal bihalal in Cairo. About 800 Indonesians have confirmed their presence in the special moment. They will follow the implementation of Idul Fitri prayer 1438 Hijriah at the Embassy of Republic of Indonesia Garden City, Cairo. This was stated by First Secretary of Culture, Social and Educational Affairs of Indonesian Embassy, Nini Rahayu to Arai, in Cairo on Friday. She said that the Indonesian Embassy has prepared 11 buses that will pick up and deliver the people of Indonesia Najib to implement prayers and halal bihalal in the embassy.
KBRI telah menyediakan sekitar 11 bus untuk
the Indonesian Embassy has provided about 11 buses to pick up Indonesians who have confirmed to attend Idul Fitri Fair and halal bihalal events. The arrangements will be divided into two, namely the in the morning before the prayer and around 8 o'clock for Indonesian citizens to attend halal bihalal only. It is 4 buses for Idul Fitri Fair and 8 buses for halal bihalal event. Nini Rahayu further said that the picking of Indonesian citizens will be done at a number of points in the family of West Japan, Sulawesi, Katamea, New Cairo, and Consular of Indonesia Embassy in Cairo. She also added that after the implementation of Idul Fitri prayer and khutbah, Indonesian Ambassador to Cairo, Helmi Fauzi, will deliver his speech. The series of events will close at a friendly manner and that serves Indonesian specialties and will end at 12 p.m. local time. The Indonesian citizens are expected to be on time so that the shuttle process can run smoothly and effectively. For the morning, it said at the 4 p.m. the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo will hold halal bihalal event with ambassadors from ASEAN countries. Task Force of Protection of Indonesian Citizens in Malaysia on Friday keeps monitoring the flow of homecoming 2017 at the International Ferry Crossing Seaport of Kukup, Johor Bahru, Malaysia. To media at the Seaport of Kukup on Friday, Transportation Attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur and Abdu said that from the result of the monitoring along with Malaysian authority, although it was raining, the condition of watchers of Malacca Strait can still be crossed. On normal days, Seaport of Kukup only served 9 times crossings, but at the time of day minus 1 Idul Fitri, this will be increased to 16 times crossing.
Di sini adalah dari tim dari kedutaan, dari Satuan Tugas Perlindungan WNI, kita melakukan pemantauan mudik lebaran.
Here at the team of embassy of the task force of the protection of Indonesian citizens, we conduct monitoring lebaran homecoming. Today we see the trip from Indonesian citizens is crowded. It is a lot and very crowded, but I see smoothly everyone can get into the ship, even though it is raining. But the authority from the Malaysian Bureau has also been monitoring the weather conditions so that the ship can go to Tanjung Balai Karimun. In 2017, as many as 12 seaports as an entrance or exit for Indonesian citizens had been monitored by the Task Force of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens in Kuala Lumpur in the monitoring homecoming 2017. In addition to monitoring, the Task Force also participated in some familiarizations such as transportation safety, work permit, and employment of Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia during the monitoring. President Joko Widodo finally approved and determined the Industrial Area International Port Kipi Yellow Land Bulungan District, North Kalimantan, to be included in the list of National Strategic Projects, PSN. This is disclosed by Governor of North Kalimantan, Irianto Lambire, through a press release to Antara News Agency Nunukan on Friday. He said that Kipi Tanah Kuning is also designated as Priority Industrial Zone or Special Economic Zone according to Presidential Regulation Number 58-2017. He stated that the success of Industrial Zone International Port Kipi included in PSN or SAS cannot be separated from the communication and coordination that has been built so far with a number of related ministers and institutions. Governor Irianto views that the determination by the President will have a positive impact in accelerating the realization of area into industrial area. Some supporting infrastructure development will also be established by the central government, such as roads and bridges. The assistance of Industrial Estate International Port Kipi is expected to be locomotive of development in North Kalimantan province. Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin appeals for all preachers of Idul Fitri 1438 Hijriah to explain the true nature of Idul Fitri in their sermon messages. On the occasion of Great Day of Idul Fitri 2017, the Minister of Religious Affairs, along with the Indonesian Ulama Council MUI and Islamic organizations will again hold an isbat session to determine the beginning of Syawal 1438 Hijriah on Saturday afternoon. He hopes that there is no difference in the celebration of Idul Fitri so that Indonesian Muslims can celebrate Lebaran and carry out takbiran together. Mr. Lukman suggests that at Lebaran night, spenders should be implemented in most musalla fields or and not on the highway. In addition, Minister Lubman urged Muslims not to celebrate Takbiran by lighting firecrackers or firecrackers which are potentially dangerous for social vulnerability. Takbiran is a good tradition that should be preserved. He added that this year's Idul Fitri should be the right moment for Indonesian people to strengthen friendship and brotherhood for Indonesian unity. The last item, ilah Deputy Governor of Jakarta, Sandiaga Uno, plans to visit President Joko Widodo at the State Palace to stay in touch on the first day of Idul Fitri. Previously, Sandiaga had expressed his intention to visit Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat. Jarod also plans to go around Jakarta and meet President Joko Widodo, Megawati Soekarnoputri, and former Governor of Jakarta, Basuki Cahayapurnama. Sandiaga and Anies plan to participate. Before the gathering, Sandiaga will perform Idul Fitri prayer at the Family Mosque, Aktaqwa Mosque, located at Jalan Sriwijaya, Kebayoran Baru, South Jakarta. Sandiaga will also conduct an open house for family and friends. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is Sarah Reward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various important events occurring this week have been featured in the editorials of some of the leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review. Let's start with Media Indonesia newspaper, which on Thursday, June the 20th, wrote about guarding the special committee promises. The discussion on the revision of the law on the implementation of general elections or the bill on general election really makes the public stifling because many parties seem to defy their own interests. The law that should have been ratified to become the basis of the 2019 election has not been completed. The discussion of the bill on elections is so draining the energy of the government and the House of Representatives as legislators, as well as to make the people impatient. Differences in views are very strong. Cross polls become thick bulkhead, so the completion of the bill was repeatedly delayed from the agenda. The House of Representatives must actually finalize the discussion on the election bill on April the 28th, but up to this moment, important issues have not yet come to an agreement. The Special Committee of the Election Bill scheduled to make a first-level decision on Monday, June the 19th, was again missed. The long-awaited decision to be taken and decided in the House plenary session continues to be delayed. The paper deeply regrets the performance of legislators who are so slow to complete the election bill. In fact, the stages of the 2019 election should have started this June, 22 months before the voting, referring to the provisions of the previous election. Anyhow, at least in a closed meeting on Monday, the Special Committee of the Election Bill and the government agreed to take decisions on crucial issues by deliberation. It was also agreed that the first level decision will be made on July the 10th and the plenary session of the ratification of the election bill on July the 20th. All parties hope that the agreement is not just a lip service, but really based on the desire to complete the bill immediately. It should be remembered that the election bill completion is already late, so do not delay anymore. Turning to Sindo newspaper, in its editorial on Wednesday, June the 21st, it wrote on spiritual mudik. Every year, the people of Indonesia have a great celebration called mudik or going back home. The celebration that has become the culture of this nation actually followed the tradition of the Indonesian Muslim in celebrating Idul Fitri. Ahead of Idul Fitri, or at the end of Ramadan, there will be the mobilization of millions of people from big cities to their hometowns. In 2016, the government recorded about 18 million people traveling back home. And in 2017, it is expected to be about 19 million people, or an increase of about 8%. Airports, ports, bus terminals, railway stations, and interprovincial roads will be packed with travelers around the 1 or 2 days before Lebaran Day or Idul Fitri. Likewise, in the backflow of homecoming that occurred post-Lebaran. Actually, in the teachings of Islam, there is no mentioning about the tradition of going back home to one's hometown. As stated earlier, going home or mudik is the tradition of Indonesian Muslims to celebrate Idul Fitri after about a month of fasting in Ramadan. It symbolizes returning to Fitri or returning to the purity of beginning, so Idul Fitri is often likened starting a new leaf in life. It has a spiritual meaning when people return to their places of origin, renew relationship with relatives and friends, especially parents. Other characteristic is asking forgiveness for any wrongdoings to each other. So one would feel a spiritual relief after mudik or going back home. Not to mention the fun of reunion with the big family. Indeed, though maybe in another context, the homecoming tradition is also done by people in other countries. As a matter of fact, every homecoming in Indonesia is always accompanied by an economic turnaround. In Indonesia, every employee is entitled to a holiday allowance in order to celebrate Lebaran or Idul Fitri comfortably in his or her hometown. Let's end press review with Kompas newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday, June the 22nd, wrote political threats. Member of the House of Representatives Special Committee, Ms. Bahun, threatened not to give the budget to the Indonesian Police and the Corruption Eradication Commission. The reason they were considered as do not respect the House. Previously, members of the House of Representatives Committee threatened to make a forced effort if members of the House from Hanura Party faction Miriam Haryani was detained by the Commission did not meet the call of the committee for questioning. The Corruption Eradication Commission Chairman Agus Raharjo sent a letter to the House of Representatives saying that the commission was unable to present Miriam because the summoning by the House interfered with the law enforcement process. The commission believes that Miriam's call by the House Inquiry Committee is an attempt to block the legal process. On the letter from the commission, the House of Representatives Committee then asked the police to make a forced effort. Chief of Police General Tito Karnavian said he was unable to meet the demand of the committee inquiry because there is no law about a forced summon for a political trial. In reaction to the commission and the police stance, members of the House Committee, Ms. Bahun, threatened not to provide the budget for the police and the commission. According to Kompas, the House should be introspecting why its public image is bad. The state budget is not the money of the House, it's people's money collected through taxes and non-tax state revenues. If there are differences in views, according to this daily, it should be solved through constitutional mechanism. As conducted by a number of people who asked the Constitutional Court to give interpretation about the House right in questioning the Commission through a judicial review to the Constitutional Court. Well, that was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, it's nice to meet you again. Here I'm Mana Rahmana in our regular program Today in History over our rival service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on June 24, 1951 about Indonesian Midwives Day. In History of Indonesian Midwives, it was mentioned that on June 24 as Day of Indonesian Midwives Association. The inauguration of the day was based on the press conference on midwives, which was held in Jakarta on June 24, 1951, initiated by senior midwives in Jakarta. The conference has resulted in the strengthening foundation and right direction for the struggle of redneck midwives by establishing a professional organization, namely Indonesian Midwives Association, in the form of national unity and based on Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution. The organization can help and accommodate all necessities of midwives in Indonesia, especially in remote areas. The next event was in 1956 when Gamal Abdel Nasser Hussein was elected as the second president of Egypt. Gamal Abdel Nasser Hussein was the second president of Egypt, serving from 1956 until his death. Nasser led the 1952 overthrow of the monarchy and introduced far-reaching land reforms the following year. Following a 1954 attempt on his life by Muslim Brotherhood member, he cracked down on the organization and put President Muhammad Nagib Bunder House arrest and assumed executive office, officially becoming president on June 24, 1956. Nasser remains an iconic figure in Arab world, particularly for his strides towards social justice and Arab unity, modernization policies, and anti-imperialist efforts. His presidency also encouraged and coincided with an Egyptian cultural boom and launched large industrial projects including the Aswan Dam and Helwan City. Nasser Detretros criticizes authoritarianism, corruption, incompetence and human rights violations, his propagandistic manipulation of the populace and his dominance of military over civil institutions, establishing a pattern of military and dictatorial rule in Egypt. And the last event was in 1975 when Eastern Airlines Flight 66 crashed. Eastern Airlines Flight 66 was a regularly scheduled flight from New Orleans to New York City that crashed on June 24, 1975 while on approach to New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, killing 113 of the 124 people on board. The crash was determined to be caused by wind shear caused by microburst, but the airport and flight crew's failure to recognize the severe weather hazard were also contributing factors. Listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is Sarah Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on U.S. and Indonesian foreign ministers discuss Qatar, G20, and Marawi summits. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday, June the 20th, called Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi. In a press conference in Jakarta last Wednesday, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said there were three issues discussed in their telephone conversation, namely the Gulf and Middle East crisis, the preparation of the G20 multilateral meeting, and the issue of terrorism, particularly in Southeast Asia. In relation to the Gulf crisis, the two foreign ministers conveyed their respective contributions to diffuse tensions and seek dialogue between Saudi Arabia, CIS, and Qatar. On that occasion, Minister Retno Marsudi asked the U.S. to contribute to the situation and not to deteriorate it, so that a dialogue can be done. Meanwhile, Rex Tillerson said that the United States is committed to contributing and is still communicating with various parties for the dialogue to take place. Through the phone, they also discussed about the G20 summit, which is planned to be held in Hamburg, Germany, on July the 7th and 8th. Indonesia and the United States, which are members of the G20, will attend a regular multilateral forum addressing the issues of government and banking sectors. The two foreign ministers reviewed the idea of a bilateral meeting between President Trump and President Joko Widodo on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Another issue discussed is the potential cooperation between Indonesia and the United States in handling the threat of terrorism. Rex Tillerson discussed the situation in Marawi as well as Indonesia's significant role in terrorism issues in the region. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, the U.S. Secretary of State appreciated the Indonesian government's move by initiating the Indonesia-Malaysia-Philippines trilateral meeting held on Thursday, June the 22nd. Retno Marsudi said the three countries' meeting aims to discuss the current security situation, particularly in Marawi, as well as its impact on regional security. The U.S. Foreign Minister said the meeting was a manifestation of Indonesia's leadership in the region. That was focused today on U.S. and Indonesian foreign ministers discuss Qatar, G20, and Marawi summits. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesia has been honored to become a guest country at the Europhalia Festival held in Belgium and neighboring countries. It becomes the first country in Southeast Asia to be designated as a guest country at this biennial festival. From October 2017 to January 2018, the Europhalia Indonesian Art Festival showcased the rich treasures of Indonesian art and culture in the form of cultural performance and exhibition in the fields of gastronomy, film, and literature. Indonesian Embassy in Egypt prepares 11 buses to pick up Indonesian citizens for the implementation of Idul Fitri prayer and halal bihalal in Cairo. About 800 Indonesians had confirmed their presence in the special moment. They will follow the implementation of Idul Fitri prayer 1438 Hijriah at the Embassy of Republic of Indonesia Garden City, Cairo. Task Force of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens in Malaysia on Friday keeps monitoring the flow of homecoming 2017 at the International Ferry Crossing Seaport of Kukub, Johor Bahru, Malaysia. To media, the Seaport of Kukub on Friday transportation of Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur and Abdul said that from the result of the monitoring along with Malaysian authority, although it was raining, the condition of watchers of Malacca Strait can be still be crossed. President Joko Widodo finally approved and determined the industrial area and international port Kipi Yellow Land Bulungan District, North Kalimantan, to be included in the list of national strategy projects. This is disclosed by Governor of North Kalimantan, Rianto Lambrie, through a press release to Antara News Agency in Nunukan on Friday. Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin appeals for all preachers of Idul Fitri 1438 Hijriah to explain the true nature of Idul Fitri in their sermon messages. Elect Deputy Governor of Jakarta, Sandiaga Uno, plans to visit President Joko Widodo at the State Palace to stay in touch on the first day of Idul Fitri. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of typical food from Yogyakarta province. Stay tuned. Listener, Yogyakarta is quite known with its delicious culinary. In addition to its delicious culinary, its price is also not quite expensive. In the month of Ramadan, there are many menus which can become a choice to be enjoyed when breaking the fast. One of the newest culinaries is nasi bakar pelangi, or in English means rainbow roasted rice. Listener, nasi bakar pelangi is so popular in a few months. This culinary can be found on Jalan Wates, Banyuraden, Gamping, Yogyakarta. Since appearing, the culinary is loved by culinary lovers because it has own uniqueness. Unlike common roasted rice which has white color, like its name, nasi bakar pelangi, or in English means rainbow roasted rice, presents rice which is full of colors. Nasi bakar pelangi has beautiful color beginning from white, yellow, orange, green, and red. In this roasted rice, white rice is given dyes from natural ingredients. For red color is from red spinach, yellow from turmeric, green from pandanus leaf, and orange from carrot. Those ingredients are blended and taken its juice before being mixed with rice. Then, rice is grouped with color and mixed. After that, the rice is wrapped with banana leaf when being roasted. Not only its color which is attractive, nasi bakar pelangi has a taste which can spoil your tongue. Why not? One portion of nasi bakar pelangi consists of various kinds of extra dishes such as tempeh, slices of fish, and chicken. Aroma of basil leaves and petai will make this culinary complete. If you love spicy, cayenne can be added in this culinary before being roasted. If you are culinary lovers who are visiting Yogyakarta, please do not forget to taste the newest culinary. Price of nasi bakar pelangi is not quite expensive. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hey listener, Airwood Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Alika in Miscellany. Listeners, soon Muslims everywhere will celebrate the Day of Victory, Idul Fitri or Lebaran after a month of fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. Not to forget the Muslims in Indonesia, there is one type of culinary that comes a mandatory menu for Muslim families in Indonesia when Lebaran comes, namely ketupat. Today's miscellany about various forms of ketupat. Listener, Lebaran or Idul Fitri is not complete without eating ketupat. When Lebaran comes, ketupat seems to be a mandatory menu that must be available at the dinner table. It has long been known in some regions across Indonesia. This is seen from a number of typical foods that use ketupat as a complement to the dish. There are kupat tahu from Sundanese, kupat glabet from Tegal City, Cuto Makassar, ketupat with vegetable from Padang, laksa from Cibinong City, docelang from City of Cirebon, also gado-gado and chicken satay. According to Haji De Graaf in Malay Annals, ketupat is a symbol of the celebration of Islamic festivities during the Demak period led by Raden Patah in early 15th century. Ketupat has the meaning of ku, which means to acknowledge, and pat from the word lepat, which means mistake. So if they are combined, kupat or ketupat has the meaning of acknowledging mistakes. So far, people from Indonesia have known the shape of the ketupat shell made of young coconut leaves or janur, which are square. In fact, it turns out that the region have a typical form of ketupat itself, and these only exist in Indonesia. There are several forms of ketupat, such as ketupat tumpeng, ketupat jago, ketupat bata, ketupat bagia, ketupat pendawa, and ketupat sidalunggu. Ketupat tumpeng, one of the best known ketupat from Indonesia, is shaped like a tumpeng, conical with the bottom widened. Its leaves stand off pointed part. Listener, ketupat batar, commonly called as ketupat luar, is made of two strands of janur and formed into a rectangle like a brick. This type of ketupat has a symbol of desire for the safety of the baby in the process of birth, which can be achieved easily and can survive. This type of ketupat is devoted to the celebration of pregnancy with 4 months of pregnancy, and hopefully the child will be male. Ketupat jago is shaped like an equilateral triangle with a string on the right and left end and a janur bone on the top. It's made from 8 strands of janur. Ketupat form that is also used at the time of the celebration of 4 months of pregnancy is ketupat sidalunggu. The shape of this ketupat is very small with 3 strands of janur removed from the sides of the ketupat. This type of ketupat means that the baby is the womb has been birthed, so the baby has a position. Sidalunggu in Javanese means to be seated, so the baby is considered to have a position as a human being. The next ketupat shape is ketupat bagia. This ketupat is in almost circular shape with the leaf dangling at the top, with woven cross each other. It's similar with bagia cake or flower buds. Ketupat pendawa has a unique shape that is a triangle with 2 ends of a braided janur strands. This braided janur strap looks like a braided hair. Listener, that was Miss Lenny for today with the topic of various forms of ketupat in Indonesia. We will meet again in another chance with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4.
What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of our service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Alika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Gita Gutawa. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Balada Salawat.
Allah.
Listener, that was the first song entitled Balada Salawat sung by Gita Gutawa. Gita Gutawa was born in Jakarta on August 11, 1993 with complete name Aluna Sagita Gutawa. She has begun her career in Indonesian music world since 2004 through duet with Ada Band by singing a song entitled Yang Terbaik Untukmu, which means the best for you. Even though at that time Gita Gutawa wanted to sing duet just as her hobby, her typical Sorvan voice makes listeners fall in love. Her typical Sorvan voice began her love on her father's musical performance, Erwin Gutawa, who is a well-known Indonesian composer. To non-talent of her daughter, Gita's parents registered her to take piano and vocal course. As her father, Erwin Gutawa supports her by giving direction and guidance. By practicing continuously, Gita Gutawa makes her sopran voice perfect. Listener, before we talk more about Gita Gutawa, let's listen to a song entitled Kisah Delapan Dirham. Enjoy the song!
Yes.
have just listened to the second song entitled Kisah Delapan Dirham by Gita Gutawa. Her solo debut with self-titled was released in 2007. This album contains of songs which are composed by Glenn Fredly and Melly Guslow, two Indonesian senior musicians who are interested in guitar's talent. In 2011, Gita Gutawa decided to take a rest from music world because she wants to focus on her study abroad. In 2014, Gita Gutawa finally released a song entitled The Next Chapter. After releasing her debut album in 2007, Gita Gutawa has starred two cinemas. 2 years later, Gita became dubber of animation film entitled Meraih Mimpi. And listener, in 2010, Gita Gutawa starred a movie entitled Love in Perth. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to songs from Gita Gutawa. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.